सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्वादिसन्धिप्रकरणे तृतीयः पाठः, पञ्चसन्धिप्रकरणे अन्तिमः पाठश्च। सो वि आर् आल्मोस्ट् एट् एनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। सो वि आर् आल्मोस्ट् रीचिङ्ग् द एण्ड् आफ् द पञ्चसन्धिप्रकरणं। द लास्ट् फ्यू बिट्स् विच् वे वर् डीलिङ्ग् वित् इस् वाट् द स्वादिसन्धिप्रकरणं, वाट् आर् द प्रक्रिया दट् हेपन् वेन् से अ पर्टिक्युलर् वर्ड् इस् फालोड् बै द स्वादिप्रत्यया or some other miscellaneous sandhis. So one among them was Rori. Rephasya rephe pare lopahasyat. It is uttrarthaha. Yatha punar ramate itiasti chet. Anena purvatana rephasya lope puna ramate. Iti jate. There should be one more slide here. Where is... Sorry. Dhralope purvasya dirghonaha. इति सूत्रम् ऐ गेस् जस्ट् अ सेकेण्ड् वेर् ऐ फैण्ड् दट् सूत्र ढ्रलोपे पूर्वस्य दीर्घोणः, रेफस्य रेफे परे लोपः कृतः, ततः ढ्रलोपे पूर्वस्य अणः दीर्घः। ढ्रलोपः अर्थात् ढरेपौ लोपयति इति तथा, अस्य विवरणम् अनन्तरं पश्यामः। ढकारे रेफात्मके वा परे पूर्वस्य अणः दीर्घः स्यात्। यदा ढोढे लोपः इत्यनेन ढकारस्य लोपः क्रियते अथवा रोरि इत्यनेन रेफस्य लोपः क्रियते, ततः तस्मात् पूर्वस्य अर्थात् ढकारात् रेफाद्वा पूर्वस्य अणः अ इ उ इत्येतेषां वर्णानां दीर्घः आदेशः भवति इति सूत्रार्थः। यथा पूर्वतन सूत्रेण पुनर्रमते इति स्थिते रोरि इत्यनेन रेफलोपः कृतः, लोपे कृते अधुना पूर्वस्य अणः दीर्घे पुनारमते, एवं हरिरम्यः शम्भूराजते इत्यादि कृतम्। किन्तु अत्र कश्चन विशेषः वर्तते, ढ्रलेपौ नाट् फैण्डिङ्ग् मै स्लैड्स् प्रापर्ली ओके here. Now there is a very weird artha which has been given by not weird but a very exact meaning which has been given for this sutra by Dikshita. He says dhalope iti padasya kaha arthaha iti prashna. Generally if we hear dhalope, the thing we would get is when dhakara or lepha has been deleted. That is all we get from by hearing the word. That is what it seems to be. Dhralope. Dhalope krite athava refalope jate purvasya anaha dirghaha ityarthaha bhasate. Kintu tadashaha arthaha na svikaraniyaha. Kidrishaha arthaha svikrataha dikshitaihi dharepau lopayati iti dhralopaha. Yaha varnaha dhakaram lepham va lopayati. अर्थात् ढकार लोपस्य रेफलोपस्य वा यः वर्णः निमित्तभूतः तस्मिन् वर्णे परे, अर्थात् ढोढे लोपः इत्यनेन ढकारलोपस्य किं निमित्तम्? अग्रिमः ढकारः, अर्थात् ढकारलोपनिमित्ते ढकारे परे अथवा रेफलोपनिमित्ते रेफे परे पूर्वस्य अणः दीर्घः स्यात् इति अर्थः फलति। किमर्थम् ईदृशः अर्थः एव स्वीकरणीयः इति चेत्, कदाचित् रेफलोपः भवति किन्तु रोरि इत्यनेन न। उदाहरणार्थम् अनियर् प्रत्ययः अस्ति, सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः अनीयर् प्रत्ययः भवति, करणीयः, मननीयः इत्यादिरीत्या. इदानीं धातोः अनीयर् इति प्रत्ययः, तत्र रेफस्य हलन्त्यम् इत्यनेन इत्संज्ञा अस्ति. इत्संज्ञा अस्ति चेत् तादृशानां वर्णानां तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन लोपः क्रियते. अनीयर् इत्यत्र रेफस्य इत्संज्ञायां तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन लोपः, रेफलोपः जातः. पूर्वस्य अणः दीर्घः भवति वा इति चेत् न भवति. कुतो न भवति? रेफलोपनिमित्ते रेफे परे, अर्थात् यत्र रोरि इत्यनेन रेफस्य लोपः भवति तत्रैव पूर्वस्य अणः दीर्घः. द रीज़न् फार् स्पेसिफैयिङ्ग् द ढ्रलोप आर् फार् गिविङ्ग् ए निष्पत्ति फार् ढ्रलोप आस् ढरेफौ लोपयति when followed by a varna which was responsible for the deletion of dhakara or repha is what it means. Why do we have to have such an exact meaning is because this sutra will not apply wherever there is repha lopa. As I said, in aniyar, even though the repha gets deleted by tasya lopaha, we do not apply this sutra. This sutra is applied only after dhodhe lopaha and rori. That is why he gives the meaning as when followed by a varna which was responsible for the deletion of dhakara or repha, the and previous to it will get will get a dirgha adesha, right? There is also one more question. The Kaumudi says, I remember typing of these slides but I don't know where I lost them. अणः किं वृढः एण्ड् दृढः? हि सेस् वृढः एण्ड् दृढः. वै दलकृत्यं, वेन् वि आर् डूयिङ्ग् द दलकृत्यं, वै डस् हि से अणः? अणः एव दीर्घः. अण् प्रत्याहारेण के के वर्णाः गृह्यन्ते इति चेत् अ इ उ. अण् प्रत्याहारः सर्वदा पूर्वणकारेण, इण् प्रत्याहारः सर्वदा परणकारेण इति नियमः. अण् इत्युक्ते अ इ उ, अर्थात् रेफा ढकाराद्वा प्राक् एते वर्णाः सन्ति चेदेव दीर्घः. अ इ उ ऋ, ऋकारः अस्ति चेत् दीर्घः न भवति इति दर्शयितुं त्रिढः वृढः. तत्र प्रक्रियां वदामि, जस्ट् लिसन् एण्ड् इन् द नोट्स् ऐ विल् सेण्ड् द आक्चुवल् प्रक्रिया. ओके, सो यु हेव् त्रिः अस् द धातु आर् वृः. वृः उद्यमने त्रिः हिंसायाम् इति धातुः. तृह धातोः भूते क्तप्रत्ययः क्रियते निष्ठा इति सूत्रेण. क्तप्रत्ययः, क्तप्रत्यये तृह् त इत्यस्ति. इदानीं हकारस्य होढः इत्यनेन ढत्वं क्रियते, तदा त्रिढ् त. ततः तकारस्य, प्रत्ययतकारस्य झषस्तथोर्धोधः इत्यनेन धकारः क्रियते, तस्य ष्टुत्वेन ढकारः. त्रिढ् ढ इत्यस्ति. इदानीं ढोढे लोपः इति पूर्वस्य ढकारस्य लोपः जातः, तृ ढ इत्यस्ति. अत्रापि दीर्घः भवेत्, अणः इति नोच्यते चेत् पूर्वस्य दीर्घः, ढलोपे पूर्वस्य दीर्घः इत्येवमुक्ते यः कोऽपि स्वरः अस्ति चेत् तस्य दीर्घः इत्यर्थः स्यात्. तदा ऋकारस्यापि दीर्घः स्यात्. इफ् इ डस् नाट् स्पेसिफै अण् बै अचश्च, वील् कन्क्लूड् दट् एनी अच् विच् प्रिसीड्स् द ढकार आर् रेफा वुड् गेट् अ दीर्घ. In that case, even Rukara would have to get Dirgha. It is why he says Anaha. If only if it is A, E or U, that will get a Dirgha. If it is Rukara, there is no Dirgha. And the next question is, Purvagrahanam. Why does he say Purvasya? पूर्वग्रहणम् अनुत्तरपदेऽपि पूर्वमात्रस्यैव दीर्घार्थम् इति उच्यते. कः अर्थः? पूर्वग्रहणं किमर्थम् इति प्रश्नः. ढ्रलोपे पूर्वस्य दीर्घोणः इति उच्यते, पूर्वस्य इति किमर्थम्? प्रश्नकर्तुः आशयः अयम्. तस्मिन् इति निर्दिष्टे पूर्वस्य इति परिभाषा वर्तते, वयं सर्वे जानीमः. यूस् दिस् परिभाषा स्कोर्स् आफ् टैम्स्, रैट्? कः अर्थः परिभाषायाः? सप्तमीनिर्देशेन विधीयमानं कार्यं वर्णान्तरेण अव्यवहितस्य पूर्वस्य बोध्यम् इत्यर्थः. यदा सप्तमीनिर्देशः क्रियते, अर्थात् अचि, इको एणचि इत्यत्र अचि इत्युच्यते. कः अर्थः? अचि परे अजव्यवहितपूर्वस्य इकः एणादेशः इत्यर्थः. सर्वत्र पूर्वस्य इति ज्ञायते सप्तमीनिर्देशेनैव. कस्य भवति सप्तमीनिर्देशः इति चेत् पूर्वस्य कार्यं भवति इति ज्ञायते. सो एव्रिवेर् वेर् एवर् सप्तमी इस् यूस्ड् वि I mean, it is Vaidis Paribhasha, we get that the Karya is for the Purva, that is one that which precedes the Saptami, whatever is indicated in Saptami. Atrapi Dhralope iti Saptami Vartate. Kahartha, Dharepo Lopayati. Yahavaranaha, Dhakara Lopanimittaha, Thava Repha Lopanimittaha. Tasmin Pare, Kasya Dirkaha Bhavati, Purvasyaiva Dirkaha Bhavati. Punaha Sutre, Purvasyaiti Kimartham Vaktavyam. By using this paribhasha, since dhalope is saptami, we automatically get the meaning that it is for the purva. Whatever precedes the dhalopa will get the dirgha. So why particularly again specify as purvasya? Dhalope dirghonaha ityukte purvasya anaha dirghaha ityeva siddhyati kimartham purvasya iti prithaguchyate iti prashnaha. That is what is the question raised. So the answer is, अलुगुत्तरपदे इत्यधिकारः अस्ति ढलोपे पूर्वस्य दीर्घोणः इति षष्ठाध्यायस्य तृतीयपादे अस्ति तृतीयपादस्य आरम्भात् एव 631 इत्यतः अलुगुत्तरपदे इत्यारभ्य पादान्त्यपर्यन्तम् उत्तरपदाधिकारः अस्ति दिस् वर्ड् उत्तरपदे इस् एन् अधिकार टिल् 61139 ढलोपे पूर्वस्य दीर्घोणः कम्स् इन् दिस् अधिकार वाट् डस् द अधिकार मीन् If there is no Purvasya, it means Uttarapade Pare, when followed by another Pada, which was responsible for Dhralopa, there would be a Dirgha for the previous and is what it would mean. Because this Uttarapada Adhikara is coming down the line, we have the meaning that if the Lopa is happening when there is another Pada, if there is a second word, Uttarapada, then only there would be Dirgha, is what it would mean. If that is the case, where there is no Uttarapada, when there is dhalopa or Rephalopa within a single pada, there wouldn't be Dirgha. For example, he says Ajargha. There is a dhatu called Gridho Abhikangshaya. It gets a Yang Pratyaya, which is one among the Sanadhyantas. The Yang is deleted. It is called Yang Luk. Now this is also a dhatu by Sanadhyanta Dhatavaha. For this dhatu, we add lang lakara and sip, madhyam purusha ekavachana. So it's a very long prakriya. But what we have finally is ajarghar r. This is the form. Idanim rori ityanena repaha lupyate. But if you see that there is no two words here, there is no uttarapada. There is only one word, and within a word there has been repha lopa. Right? Now, if there was no purvasya in this sutra, by the Uttarapadadhikara, the Dhralope Purvasya Dirghonaha would apply only when this second Repha was in an Uttarapada. Since this Repha is not in Uttarapada, there wouldn't have been Dirgha here. But we need a Dirgha. The Rupa is Ajarghar, Ajarghaha. Right? So, to prevent or to override the Uttarapadadhikara, he says Purvasya again. Which means the Purvavarana, the and which is preceding the this will get a dirgha whether it is uttarapada or not. Right? Similarly for dhakara, you have this is the same prakriya for what there was for vridhaha and tridhaha. There is lih and tapratya. Hodhaha applies to convert the hakara to dhakara. It becomes lidh ta. And then there is dhashastathor dhodhaha, which converts the ta of the pratyaya to dha. After this, there is shtunashtuhu, which converts the dha to dha. So, lidh dha iti sthite, dhodhe lopaha, atrapi uttarapadam nasti. There is no uttarapada here. Both the dhakaras were within a single pada, and the one dhakara has been deleted. Now, in this case also, if Panini didn't say purvasya in dhralope purvasya dirghonaha, by uttarapadadhikara, there would not have been a dirgha here. Since we need a dhirgha, he specifically mentions purvasya. So the previous and, whether that is uttarapada or not, will get the dhirgha. Leedha. Okay. Hope this is clear. Any doubts?
Swamiji, can you tell what's the, you said in the beginning that the nakara is a lopa by something, only then it will happen. If not, there's a difference between you gave an example where the nakara is a lopa but it's not coming from rori. What exactly was the difference? I couldn't comprehend it fully.
There is a case where
I mean, if it is if you think that if that example, if you can just go through it again, that will appreciate.
Right. So the case is dhralopa means, if you just take the superficial meaning, it would mean wherever there is rephalopa, there is dirgha for the previous, and is what it means. Ralope. Ralope, take off that, it means ralope purvasya dirghonaha. Ralope, yatra yatra rephasya lopaha krataha, tatra dirgha purvasya anaha dirghaha bhavati. Iti arthaha yadi svikriyeta. Aniyar pratyaha asti. Karaniyam, vadaniyam, mananiyam, sarvatra, sarvesham dhatunam, aniyar iti pratyaha bhavati. Aniyar pratyaya, ante yaha rephaha asti, tasya halantyam itsamya asti, tasya lopaha iti sutrena lupyatecha. So that repha is also deleted. There is repha lopa. So if you are saying wherever there is repha lopa, the previous and is elongated, then here also aniya, there is an and, it would be elongated to become aniya, which is not the case. There is no elongation in such a case. So what do we need to say? What Panini wants to say is, wherever there is a dhakara lopa by dhodhe lopaha or repha lopa by rori, then there is a dirgha for the preceding letter. So, but he cannot mention, I mean, to mention those sutras and say, okay, anena lope lupte dirghaha, it would be too long. So, what he does is, he still says dhralope, but which is interpreted differently. It is interpreted as dhralopaha ityasya nishpatthi katham dharephau lopayati, that letter which is responsible for the deletion of dhakara or repha is dhralopa. Dhralope is saptami, tasminiti nirdishte purvasya means dhralope pare. Dhralopaha nama varanaha. Now dhralopa means a letter which is responsible for the deletion of dhakara or repha, which is another dhakara or repha, because that is the only case where a dhakara or a repha would be responsible for the deletion of another dhakara or repha. It has to be either dhodhe lopaha or rori. So effectively the sutrartha is, wherever there is a dhakara lopa by dhodhe lopaha or repha lopa by rori, then only there is elongation. If the dhakara or repha has been deleted by some other means, like you have in aniyar, you also have other cases where a repha could be deleted. Right? So in that case, there is no elongation. Is that okay? Okay. So let's move on. इदानीं प्रश्नः मनस् रथः इत्यस्ति मनस् रथः मन एव रथः अथवा मनसः रथः इत्यादि किमपि समासः मनस् रथ इति स्थिते ससजुषोरुः इत्यनेन सकारस्य ऋत्वे मनर् रथः इदानीं हशिच इति उत्वं प्राप्नोति ऑलरेडी स्टडीड् हशिच हशिच टेल्स् ह्रस्वाकार वेन् देर् इस् अ रू ह्रस्व अतः अप्लुतादतः परस्य रोः उत्वं स्यात् हशि परे एन् फालोड् बै अ मृदु व्यञ्जन अ रु विच् इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै ह्रस्वाकार विल् गेट् उत्व इस् वाट् हशिच टेल्स् विच् वी हेव् हियर् मनस् इस् कन्वर्टेड् टु मनर् देर् इस् अ ह्रस्वाकार प्रिसीडिङ्ग् द रुत्व एण्ड् देर् इस् अ मृदु व्यञ्जन फालोयिङ्ग् सो वि गेट् हशिच देर् इस् अ पासिबिलिटि आफ् अप्लयिङ्ग् हशिच बट् वी केन् आल्सो अप्लै रोरि मनर रथः रेफस्य रेफे परे लोपः स्यात् सो वी हेव् अ पासिबिलिटि आफ् अप्लयिङ्ग् बोत् दीस् सूत्रास् इन् केस् आफ् मनस् रथः मनर रथः सो विच् वन् शुड् वि अप्लै इस् द क्वश्चन् शुड् वि डू उत्वा यूसिङ्ग् हशिच आर् शुड् वि डिलीट् द रेफा यूसिङ्ग् रोरि टु डिसैड् सच् केसस् देर् इस् वन् सूत्र जनरल् सूत्र इन् व्याकरण विच् सेस् विप्रतिषेधे परं कार्यम् कः अर्थः तुल्यबलविरोधे सति परं कार्यं स्यात् विप्रतिषेधः विप्रतिषेधः मीन्स् एन् अपोजिशन् बिट्वीन् टु ईक्वलि म्याच्ड् सूत्रास् ऐ मीन् लेट्स् से फस्ट् थिङ्ग् अ क्लाश् बिट्वीन् सूत्रास् when both sutras can apply and the resultant is different, right? So if we, for example, in manararathaha, if we apply hashicha, it would convert the ru to u. If we apply rori, it would delete the ru. So there is a clash. Should we do hashicha or should we do rori? So in such cases, the sutra says param karyam, that which is later in the ashtadhyayi, para sutra, will apply. So if you have hashicha, if you notice the number is 61114 and rori is 8314. So 8314 rori is para sutra. So by vipratishedhe param karyam, rori should apply to delete the rema. So let's see an example of vipratishedhe param karyam, where it operates. He says tulya bala virodha. So you should see what that is. There's an example. There is Rama and Bhyam. Tritiya, Chaturthi or Panchami Dvivachana, the Pratyaya is Bhyam. Rama and Bhyam. Now, there is a sutra called Supicha. It says, Yayadav Supipare Adantasya Angasya Dirkhahasya Adantasya Angasya Hraswakarantasya Angasya Supi Supratyaya Pare Kidrishe Supi Yayadav Supi Yay Hayavarat Ityataha Yakara Darabhya Hayavarat Lan Nyamangananam Jabhai Ityetat Paryantam Pratyaharaha. Right? It's a Pratyahara which starts from the Hayavarat Yakara and ends with the Jabhai Nyakara. Now, since Bhakara is included in the Pratyahara, it is Yai. So, Yayadav Supi, when followed by a Supratyaya beginning with an a Yai letter, there is a Dirgha for the Akara, is what this says. That is how we get Ramabhyam. Rama Bhyam iti sthira Rama Bhyam iti dirghaha shruyate. Now you have Rama and Su. This is Saptami Bahuvachane. Sup Pratyaha kriyate. What happens there is Bahuvachane jhalyet iti aparam sutramasti. Jhaladav Bahuvachane Supipare. When followed by a Sup Pratyaya in Bahuvachana, which begins with a jhal. Jhabhai iti arabhya halaha lakara paryantam pratyaharaha. Jhaladav bahuvachane supipare atongasya ekaraha syat. This gives an ekaradesha. That is why you have Rameshu in Saptami bahuvachana. Now, if you come to Rama and Bhyas, in Chaturthi Panchami bahuvachane Rama shabdat Bhyas pratyaha kriyate. Should we apply supicha or should we apply bahuvachane jhalyet? That's the question. Because here, supicha can apply. This is a supratyaya and this begins with nyai. Bhakara is yay. So, supicha conditions are satisfied. Also, bahuvachane jhalyet. This is bahuvachana. Bhakara is also jhal and it is sup. So, these conditions are also satisfied. Which one should we apply? Is the question. Tadatu vipratishedhe. Ayam vipratishedha. This is called vipratishedha. So, vipratishedhe param karyam. That which is which comes later in the ashtadhyayi. You see here, these two are very close to each other. There is one is 73102 and the other is 73103. So, the latter sutra would apply. So, we have Ramebhyaha. You have Ekara by Bahuvachane Jhalyet and not Dirgha by Supicha. This is an example where Vipratishedhe Param Karyam operates. So, what do we mean by Tulya Bala Virodha? Tulya Bala Virodha means that the two sutras are equally matched. Tulya Bala Virodha. Tulya Bala means equal strength. What does strength mean in case of a sutra? Means each sutra should have an independent example. If we are comparing sutra A and sutra B, if both of them have independent examples for themselves and they are clashing in a particular case, then we apply Vipratishedha Param Karyam. For example, we have here Supicha. In Rama and Bhyam, Bahuvachane Jhalyet will not apply because this is not Bahuvachana. Right? So, in Rama Bhyam, there is no clash. Bahuvachane Jhalyet cannot apply, only Supicha applies. Right? In Rameshu, Supicha cannot apply because there is no Yayadi. Right? Here, only Bahuvachane Jhalyet can apply. There is no Avakasha for Supicha. Right? So, Rama Bhyam is an independent example for Supicha. And Rameshu is an independent example for Bahuvachane Jhalyet. The two sutras do not clash here. But when they clash in some other case, like Ramebhyaha, the latter sutra would apply. That is what the sutra means. Now, if we go back to this, ध्वनस्रतः यु हेव् हसि च एण्ड् रोरि इफ् यु टेक् से हरिः रम्यः और् हरिर् रम्यः हसि च वुड् नाट् अप्लै रैट् हरिरम्यः इस् एन् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् एक्साम्पल् फार् रोरि बिकास् हसि च केन् नाट् अप्लै देर् बिकास् देर् इस् नो ह्रस्व अकार प्रिसीडिङ्ग् द रुत्व एण्ड् इफ् यु टेक् रामो गच्छति रामर् गच्छति देन् रोरि के नाट् अप्लै बिकास् देर् इस् नो सेकेण्ड् रेफा सो दट् इस् एन् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् एक्साम्पल् फार् हसि च नौ दिस् इस् विप्रतिषेध तुल्यबल विरोध हसि च हेज़् एन् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् एक्साम्पल् फार् इट् सेल्फ् रोरि आल्सो हेज़् एन् एक्साम्पल् इन् मनस्रथः बोत् आफ् देम् आर् क्लाशिङ्ग् सो वाट् डु वि नू नौ विप्रतिषेधे परं कार्यम् इति रेफलोपे प्राप्ते सो इफ् वि यूस् विप्रतिषेधे परं कार्यं देन् वि वुड् हेव् टु डिलीट् द रेफ बै विप्रतिषेधे बै दिस् बै रोरि बट् दिस् डस् नाट् हेपन् वै डस् दिस् नाट् हेपन् दिस् इस् जस्ट् एन् ओब्जेक्षन् इस् रेस्ड् बै दीक्षितर् बट् दिस् एक्चुलि डस् नाट् अप्लै हियर् वै डस् इट् नाट् अप्लै Exactly. Rori happens to be in the Tripadi. And Tripadi, everywhere in Tripadi, we have Asiddhatva, Purvatra Asiddham. Hashicha does not know that Rori exists. So, Hashicha would apply. Purvatra Asiddham iti Rori ityasya Asiddhatvat Uttvameva. So, the point to be noted is Vipratishethe Paramkaryam operates only in the Sapada Saptadhyayi. If both sutras are in the Sapada Saptadhyayi, as in case of Supicha and Bahuvachane Jhalyet, then only Vipratishedhe Paramkaryam operates. If one of the sutras is in the Tripadi, there is no Vipratishedha. That which is in the Sapada Saptadhyayi will apply. Because it does not know that the Parasutra exists. How would it make way for a Parasutra? Right? So since it does not know the Parasutra, it is the Purva Sutra which applies in case of a clash between Sapada Saptadhyayi and Tripadi. But in case of a clash in the Sapada Saptadhyayi, where both sutras are located within the Sapada Saptadhyayi, then the Parasutra would apply. So here, Manas Rathaha, Hashicha iti Utve, Ad Gunaha ityanena Gune, Mano Rathaha, iti Rupam. I did not understand the question. Do we have any case where we have a clash between two sutras in the non-asiddha question section? Obviously, I mean, this is the example. No, Supicha and Bahuvachane Jhalyet, they are both in not asiddha. That is, they are both in the Sapada Saptadhyayi. So, Vipratishethe Karam Karyam would apply. If both sutras are in the Tripadi also, then also it is the Purva Sutra would apply, since Parasutra is absent. According to its view. So, Vipratishedhe Paramkaryam applies only to the Siddha Kanda and not to the Asiddha Kanda. Any other questions? Very simple. Vasuji?
Just a little bit of time.
Okay, so this is about that was Okay, sorry, the slide must be confusing because this was my own example. This example is not there in the Kaumudi. So I thought, I should first explain the sutra before telling what it is. So Dikshitar only raises the objection in case of Manorathaha, and that is why he says iti refalope prapte. Kutra refalope prapte Manorathaha. Manas rathaha ityatra refalope prapte purvatra siddham iti asiddhata rutvameva. So these two lines do not have any connection to Ramebhyaha or Ramabhyam. This is just separate. Any other questions? If Rudi Padasya. Okay, that's all. Any other questions? Okay. Agrimam Sutram Pashyamaha. Etattado sulopo kor anai samase hali. एतत्तदोः सुलोपः अकोः अनै समासे हलि एतत्तदोः सुलोपः एतत् तत् फॉर दीस टू वर्ड्स सुलोपः सु इज द प्रत्यय फॉर प्रथमा विभक्ति एकवचन दैट विल बी डिलीटेड हलि व्हेन फॉलोड बाय हल दैट इज व्हाट इट मींस एतत्तदोः एतत् शब्दस्य तत् शब्दस्य च सु सु प्रत्ययस्य लोपो भवति हलि परे. That is what it means in outline. Akaka, there are two other conditions which we'll see later. It means akakara yoho etattadoho yaha suho supratyayaha tasya lopahasyat hali natu nai samase. Esha su vishnuhu ityaste etat shabdat supratyayaha. I'm not showing the full prakriya, I'm just showing it. So since this is etat shabda, the supratyaya when followed by a hal, Vishnuhu ityatra vakaraha halvarnaha tasmin pare lopaha tadakim ropam esha Vishnuhu evameva sa su shambhuhu sa shambhuhu. So hali pare etattadohu supratyayasya lopo bhavati. Akohu kim akohu ityasya arthaha varnitaha dikshitaihi akakarayohu yada etat shabde tat shabdeva kakaraha nasti. How do we get kakara in etat and tat is because of a suffix called akach. Avyaya sarvanamnam akach praktehe. All sarvanamas get a pratyaya called akach, which does not change the meaning. For example, sarva is the same as sarvaka. Ubhaya is the same as ubhayaka. Sarvesham akachiti pratyaha bhavati arthastu samanaha. Yada akach pratyaha bhavati tada asya sutasya pravrtihi nasti. Eshaka सु रुद्रः इति स्थिते हशिच ससशोरुः इति रुत्वे हशिच इति उत्वे गुणे एषको रुद्रः. दिस् डस् नाट् बिकम् एषक रुद्रः. एषः रुद्रः बिकम्स् एष रुद्रः. बट् इफ् इट् इस् ककार इफ् देर् इस् अकच् देन् देर् इस् नो सुलोप अकोपम्. अनै समासे किं यदि नै समासः अस्ति न सः असः असः शिवः वक्तव्यम् अस सु शिवः इति स्थिते अत्रापि सुलोपः न भवति. असशिवः ऋत्वे खर्वसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इति विसर्गे विसर्जनीयस्य सः इति सत्त्वे असशिवः इति भवति. हलि किं हलिपरे एव सुलोपः. एष सु अत्र इति स्थिते लोपः न भवति सकारस्य ऋत्वे अतोरोरप्लुतादप्लुते इत्यनेन उत्वे गुणे पूर्वरूपे एषोऽत्र एष अत्र इति न भवति. सो देर् आर् त्री कण्डीशन्स्. वन् इस् इट् शुड् बि एतत् शब्द आर् तत् शब्द. Second, there should be a hal following. Third, the etat or tat should not have a kakara. That is, there should not have been akach. And the fourth one, the word should not be in naisamasa. So if these conditions are satisfied, the su is compulsorily deleted. This is not a vikalpa sutra, this is a compulsory sutra. So it has to be esha vishnuhu and sashambhuhu. Okay. And then the last sutra in the prakarana, sochi lope chet padapuranam. Saha, tata tat shabda seva, saha ityasya, sasu ityasya soho, supratyasya lopaha bhavati, achipare. Achipare pi lopaha bhavati, kada padaschet lope satyeva purieta. This is a very special sutra, which gives a bit of a license for poets. Actually, when do we get sulopa for etat and tat? When there is hal following. Now, if there is an ach, if even if there is a oval following, there is an option of deleting the supratyaya of saha. What is the condition? The condition is that by deleting, you are enabling the pada purana. That is, there is something which is not fitting the pada. If you feel that there is one supratyaya which is extra, if it had just gone away, you could have filled the pada nicely, then you can do it. That is what this says. An example from the Veda, Semam Aviddhi Prabhatim. That is, must be Anushtub. There are 8 letters. Now, what you have is Saha Imam. Iti Sa Supratyaha Imam Ityasti. Anena Sutrena Lope Sa Imam. Tataha Adgunaha Ityanena Gune Semam. Iti Bhavati. Asya Sutrasya Abhave Kim Sya. Sa Su Imam Ityasti De Sa Sajusho Ruhu Iti Rutvam Bhavati. स र इमाम ततः भो भगो अघो अपूर्वस्य योषि इत्यनेन यत्वं सय इमाम लोपशाकल्यस्य इत्यनेन विकल्पेन यलोपः भवति स इमाम इति भवति किन्तु आद्गुणः न प्रवर्तते लोपशाकल्यस्य इति सूत्रं त्रिपाद्याम् अस्ति सिंस लोपशाकल्यस्य इज इन अ त्रिपादी आफ्टर यू डिलीट द यकार फ्रॉम सय यू कैनॉट डू अ स्वर संधि यू कैनॉट डू आद्गुणः इट वुड बिकम स इमाम If you have Sa Imam Aviddhi Prabhatim, there is a letter extra. The Pada would not be satisfied. This would not fit into the Chandas because there is an extra letter. So, what Panini says, if this is the case, that a Lopa would facilitate the the filling of a Pada. Pada Puranam Chet. Lope Pada Puranam Chet. Lopam Kritva Yadi Padaha Purieta. Tarhi Achiparepi. Even when followed by Ach, the supratyaya of saha will get deleted. Now, which is the pada? Pada puranam means what? Pada you find in the Vedas, you also find in the Laukika Chandas. Iha rikpada eva grihyate iti vamanaha. Vamanaha kashikakaraha. Vamana jayadityau kashikakarau. Sahavadati rikpadaha. Uthata veda mantre yaha padaha sa eva grihyate iti. Kintu avisheshat shlokapadopi iti apare. But most of the grammarians say that Panini has not mentioned that this is Veda. So both in the Vedas and the Loka, in classical Sanskrit, this would apply. Saisha Dasharathi Ramaha. Iti Prayogaha. Saha Eshaha Ityasti. Sa Su Eshaha. So here also, if you go the usual route, there would be Rutva, Yatva and Lopashakalyasya would become Sa Eshaha. Then there is one letter extra again. So to fill the pada, you remove the su. The su is deleted, and since this sutra is in the sapada saptadhyayi, once you apply this, you can still apply guna. So you apply guna or ruddhi or anything. So sa eshaha becomes saishaha. Saisha dasharathi ramaha is correct. Saha plus eshaha becomes saishaha only if there is a pada which needs to be filled and not otherwise. The generally saha plus eshaha is sa eshaha or sa yeshaha. By lopashakalyasya you have two forms. You cannot do the sandhi unless the sandhi is required to complete the pada. Right? Lope chet iti kim. So what does it mean? Lope chet pada puranam means sa itksheti sa eva muktva. You have general letters, I mean, which is not a padya, which is not a shloka, then you are not allowed to delete the supratyaya. So you have sa, su, The su is converted to ru, ru is converted to ya, and the ya has been deleted by lopashakalyasya. There is no deletion of supratyaya here. So since it is lopashakalyasya, you cannot do a sandhi unless it is a padapurana. Also, satyeva ityavadharanam tu syaschandasi bahulam iti purva sutran bahulagrahananuvrittya labhyate. Now, lope padapuranam sati. The sutra says, sochi lope chet padapuranam. If after deletion there is the pada can be completed, then there is lopa, is what the sutra tells. But the Dikshitnatha says, lope satyeva padapuranam. If it is the case that the pada will be filled only on deletion, and it cannot be filled without deletion, that is the case where you can apply it. Let me give an example that will make it clear. Soham janma shuddhanam aphalautaya karmanam ityadi raghuvamshe kalidasaha saha aham ityasti atolo raptuta adaplute ityadena repasya utve gune purvarupe soham iti bhavati. Idanim atra lopaha kriyate chet kim bhavati sa su aham ityasti supratyayasya lope sa aham akasavarne dirghaha ityanena savarna dirghe saham janma shuddhanam iti bhavati. अत्र पश्यन्तु लोपे अकृतेपि पादपूरणम् अस्ति लोपे कृतेपि पादपूरणम् अस्ति द पादा इस् करेक्ट् ऐ मीन् द छन्दस् इस् साटिस्फैड् वेदर् यु डू द लोप आर् नाट् सो केन् ऐ डू द लोप हियर् नो इट् इस् वै हि सेस् लोपे सत्येव पादपूरणम् ओन्ली इफ् द केस् इस् दट् द पादा वुड् बि फिल्ड् ओन्ली आन् डिलीशन् विच् मीन्स् इट् इस् नाट् फिल्ड् आन् विथौट् डिलीशन् देर् इस् अ प्राब्लम् वेन् देर् इस् नो डिलीशन् देन् ओन्ली वि केन् अप्लै. So that is why there is an avadharana. Avadharana means evakara. Only when. The condition is only if deletion facilitates padapurana. That is the only case where you can apply. So where did you get that eva? Where did you get that emphatic statement? Is from the bahulam. The previous sutra has bahulam, which has been anuvritti, taken here. And that is how you get the sutrartha, what has been told. Okay. Iti swadhi sandhi prakaranam. So that is the end of Swadhi Sandhi and also the end of Pancha Sandhi Prakarana. We have finished Samya Prakaranam, Paribhasha Prakaranam. Tataha Atsandhihi, Atsandhav Prakriti Bhavaha, Hal Sandhihi, Visarga Sandhihi and Swadhi Sandhihi. Okay.
My question is that can you please go to Veda Sadoho? Is that can it go away because of other rules anyway?
Sorry?
Or the Lopa?
The Lopa is only by the Sochi, either Etat Tado Sulopaha or Sochi Lope Jait Padapuranam. That is all. Why?
If you have the same examples, that visarga will go away because of other rules.
Visarga will go away? No, I mean visarga does not go away at all. You mean the sakara goes away? I mean, what's your question? I mean, sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay, only visarga does not go away, only the sakara goes away. So the sakara will not go away by other rules.
No, I mean, su pratyaya is directly deleted only by these rules. Either etatado sulopaha or this sochilope chet padapuranam. The yakara, after the r is converted to ya, it is deleted by lopashakalyasya or hali sarvesha.
Yeah, I think that's what.
Any other questions? Sorry?
Yeah, because
you took it
from
Yesha
and
saw the Visarga for. Exactly, so. That is why. This is not
Visarga Loka. Okay.
Ravichandran. Ravichandanji, is there a question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. If you have time and if you have a Balamanorama, he talks about Yetra Tadoho, in that he talks about a Paribhasha, Atan Madhyapadita Tadhyanini Grihyate. Can,
right. I mean, I don't have the Vyakhyana, but I'm assuming this is what he's telling. He says, Etat Tadoho Sulopaha Akoho Anaisamase Hali. And the counter example given for Akoho is Eshaka. Now, how is Eshaka? How did Eshaka become Etad Shabda? And the Sutrakara is telling for Etad Shabda and for Tad Shabda. This is not Etad Shabda. Right. Eshaka, how is it Etad Shabda? Is the question. If it is not etad shabda, then it would not apply at all. So why do you need a counter example? Right. So that is why he says, tanmadhya patitaha tadgrahanena krihyante. This akach is a special pratyaya. It is a pratyaya which says, avyaya sarvanamnam akach prak tehe. The akach is added before the t. For example, in etad, the t is ad, achontyadi t. Right. So etad, and the T is ad, so akach pratyaya is added in between, in the middle of the word. Etakad is the pratipadika and we get eshaka. Right? So tanmadhya patitaha tadgrahanena grihyante. If there is something which comes in between, it does not change the identity of the word. If you had added a suffix to the end of a word, then it is different. For example, you have bala shabda and you add a ka pratyaya to it. Balaka. Bala is different from balaka. But when you are adding something in between, when you put something in between, tanmadhya patitaha tadgrahanena grihyante, it does not change the identity. So when you are adding something in between, when you add akats in between etad, it is still considered as etad shabda and not as a different shabda. That is why if he had not said akoho, here also we would have got lopa. And since he says akoho, when it does not have kakara, so there is no lopa. Okay. Any other questions? Correct. The etad with the akats is still considered as etad shabda. It's the same in all sarvanamas. So now, actually we ran out of time. What I wanted to do, okay, let me start the next prakarana because in tradition we do not stop at the end of a prakarana. So agrimam prakaranam bhavati. Ajantapullinga Prakarana. So after Sandhis, he directly goes into the Namapada Prakarana. The Namapada Prakarana has been divided into six. Ajantapullingaha, Ajantastrilingaha, Ajantanapumsakalingaha, Halantapullingaha, Halantastrilingaha, Halantanapumsakalingaha. Adav Ajantapullinga Prakarana. Tatradimam Sutram Bhavati, Arthavada Dhatura Pratyaya Pratipadikam. Dhatum Pratyam Pratyantan Chavarjaitva. Arthavat Shabda Swarupam Pratipadika Samyam Syat iti Sutrataha Pratipadikam iti Samya Vidhiyate Anena Sutrena. So this is the sutra which defines Pratipadika, because all Supratyayas are added to Pratipadikas. What is a Pratipadika? Arthavat Shabda Swarupam. Any Shabda Swarupa, any word which carries a meaning. But it is not Adhatuhu, it is not Adhatu. Apratyaha, it is not a pratyaya, it is not a pratyayanta, then it is called a pratipadika. So any particle with meaning, which is not a dhatu, which is not a pratyaya, and which is not a pratyayanta, is called pratipadikam. Right? So this is the first sutra for pratipadika samya. There is one more, and we will see all this in detail in the next class. Okay? So now, actually after this, I wanted to deal with some of the words which... If you remember at the beginning of the Visarga Sandhi Prakarana, we saw some words. And then we saw Ramaha plus Api becomes Ramo Api. But Ramaha plus Api becomes Rama Api. Right? So there was some 20 examples which we saw in which it looked like Visarga Sandhi. Right? Now that we have gone through both Visarga Sandhi and Swati Sandhi, we should be able to see what exactly is happening there. So if you say Ramaha Api, what is the karya happening? Say Bala Gachanti, what is happening? Okay. I thought we could go through this in class, but since the time is over, please go through the examples. This is there in the class, the first class of Visarga Sandhi, which was I think on 15th November. So if you look at the notes for 15th November, in the first few slides we have a few words. So I want you to look at the words and do the prakriya. What is the sutra which applies there and what is the form? Both the initial, the form is given. But how do we derive that form? What is the sutra which applies? For example, if you say Ramaha plus Api. Here we have Atoro Rapluta Daplute, Adgunaha and Engah Padanta Gati to give Ramopi. Okay. Similarly, there must be some 20 forms. Please go through it. Before we start the next class, we'll just recap these sandhis and then go ahead. Okay. Any questions? येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरान् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदी